Now, we're talking about the budget, and as mentioned by both Michael Cahill and Deputy Danny Deray, one of the things that they're pointing to in their support of it is the reduction in VAT of 4% from 13.5% to 9%, 4.5%, I should say, or so, in relation to the VAT reduction, not coming in until next July. And this is for food-led services in hospitality, cafes, restaurants, hotels that provide food. They will get that reduction when it comes to it. But what about accommodation? What about the rest of the hospitality sector? With me on the line to talk about this is Alan Landers, who's with San Antone Bed and Breakfast in Carrigsaveen, open since 1957. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, tell me the story of bed and breakfast at the moment. I know accommodation has changed over the last number of years. We're about to, I think, if memory serves me, enter into a bit of a new era of regulation when it comes to short-term holiday lets and Airbnb or Booking.com operations. We have this reduction in VAT for food-led hospitality businesses, but what's it been like for bed and breakfasts and guest houses over the last while?
It's been difficult, and the budget this time around hasn't helped us as well too. You know, we're put in a position where we're registered for VAT as sole traders, so we hit a threshold at 42,500, which for a B&B or guest house business, we have very little to offset against our VAT liability. So we still pay taxes. Taxes are still paid at the end of the season as well. So we're still paying our tax, but we're also hit with an additional burden of VAT, which we have the VAT itself, and we have the additional charges to put the VAT in place. We're paying accountants extra as well too. So it's a burden on us. It's a big burden on B&Bs, I think, and guest houses.
And what were you hoping for from the budget?
Well, I was hoping one of two things: either that they would come in, that B&Bs would come in line with the 9% VAT rate as well. The other option was to increase the VAT threshold from 42.5 up to something a little bit more realistic, bring it into line with inflation and rising costs, insurance, oil, everything. You know, we're just in a bad position. And there was no support given to us at all. I did send letters into some politicians, and Fianna Fáil, or Fianna Fáil politicians and others, and Fáil to Ireland, but there was no support. There was nothing. A couple of responses back, it was, but nothing concrete. Nothing saying yes, they were going to fight for our case. So we're just left in a bad position.
So neither the VAT reduction or the threshold to help you out on that side of it for your offerings, and is that putting you under pressure, Alan, to keep going this as a sector, do you think?
It is, yeah. Well, from my own point of view anyway, you know, I've committed myself to next year to staying in business. I've taken bookings, so I will be open next year. The question is, will I be open the following year? It's hard to know. If costs keep going up and we get no support, then yes, we'll have to sit down and make a decision on what we're going to do. Yeah, it's a difficult position to be in. You know, we're a long time in it.
Would you get out of it, Alan? Would you feel that you'd get out of it? Like a lot of bed and breakfasts have closed in the last two decades. There's been a different model being rolled out there for financial and other reasons. But are we not losing an element of our welcome? The person cooking the breakfast in the morning, the small operator, telling you the hints and tips of the local area, part of the experience of tourism that people travel to Ireland for?
Absolutely, yeah. The B&Bs are the backbone of tourism in this country. For the last number of years, it's only been B&Bs that have been operating in Carrigsaveen. You know, we stayed with the tourism sector, and we stayed looking after clients coming in on holidays. So, you know, we did keep the tourism going in this country, and in many places where there aren't hotels, B&Bs are the backbone of the industry. You know, and we're being ignored. There's nobody listening to us. A lot of people that are in the sector are aging. Now, I'm still probably one of the younger ones, and probably a bit different. In fact, I'm a man as well, running a B&B. It was my parents that started it. So, you know, we're a strong part of the sector, but you know, the fact that we're being ignored, not listened to, I don't know, is it time that we stand up and say, look, you know, maybe we need to have a little bit of a strike as well. And maybe the B&Bs, if there was a call put out to B&Bs to shut down for a week sometime during the high season, what kind of an impact would that have on the tourism sector in the country?
You think that's as serious as that's what's required to get attention?
Well, I think it is, yeah, because nobody's listening. There's nobody sitting up and paying attention to the B&B sector. So I think, yeah, maybe it is time that we stand up and put our case forward and say, right, okay, let's shut down for a week in June or July or even August for that matter. A week shutdown in that sector would have a massive implication on the tourism sector, because your people coming in, if they're coming in the week before and they're here for 10 days, well, then they're caught for accommodation for 3 nights of their stay. It has a big knock-on effect. It's something I wouldn't like to do, but I think it's maybe something that we need to do as a sector. We need to stand up together and say, right, you know what, let's do this and let's see what happens.
And Alan, do you commit it to next year? Do you think you'll be here in 2027? The way things are going?
The way things are going, I'd find it hard to stay there. I find it very hard to stay in it. Quite simply, I'd be far better off if I was working for somebody else. That's the simple answer behind it. We have a lot of expenses that go out. Nobody sees the hours we put in. We're not an 8-hour day. We're going from early in the morning. We're going all day. Yeah. We're waiting.
It's labor intensive. You're checking people in at all times, depending on their travel. You're cooking breakfast for them in the morning. You're doing rooms. You're doing all the sort of things you have to do to keep a place going. Same as any hotel, effectively, only on a smaller scale. But there's only on a smaller scale.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only one or two of us doing it, myself and my wife, and that's it. You know, it's not a business that you're going to make a fortune out of anyway. People think, oh, B&B, great, easy money. It is, but there's a lot of expenses going behind it, and there's a lot of hours that go in behind it. So when you start looking at what you're making out of it, it's not viable, being honest about it.
Okay, would you be hoping that nothing this year, that given that they looked after food, hospitality in budget 2026, that they may look at bed and breakfast in budget 2027?
Let's hope. But will we be there in 2027? Will there be, how many B&Bs are going to shut down in the interim? Is there an opportunity for us to say or decide that, okay, there is a certain element of our B&B that we have, that we can we offset the breakfast side of it onto the 9% VAT, as opposed to being paying 13.5% VAT on that as well? Is that an option open to us? I'm not sure. We are hospitality. We're providing a food service as well. So can we not decide that there's a portion of our fee that we charge for bed and breakfast? Is that not? Can we not claim that as a 9%? It's not going to make a big impact, but it will certainly be a little bit less and make things a little bit more awkward as well, to our own side financially, for accounting side of it.
Okay. All right, Alan, look, thanks for giving us your view on it this morning. That's Alan Landers there of Cara Savina, runs a bed and breakfast and has done for many years. The San Antone bed and breakfast in Cara Savina opened itself as bed and breakfast since 1957. Are we losing that element of our tourism offering, and has enough been done to try and keep it going as another element of what's offered? If you don't want to stay in a hotel, if you don't want to do self-catering yourself, but you want a bed and breakfast, they're disappearing over the last two decades. And Alan says, because they're not getting enough support. Give us your view.